Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As we move along into today's program, one of the coolest things I've been part of for many, many years, and it's just, God, it's so powerful what they do, is the MS Walk. And they take place all over the country. But here in the Hartford area, it's always been such a great event. And there's been this one group out there. There's a lot of groups. But when you see these teams come together, and everybody who's been involved in it, I don't know how you can't know about Julie's Gems. And Julie's been at least 10 years or more that they've been out there. And they're going to be full strength coming up on tomorrow. And on the phone with us right now is Gino Giansenti. So let's say good morning to Gino. How are you, Gino?
I'm great, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell me about the first time that you met Julie. What was like that moment when you first met Julie? Tell us about that.
Believe it or not, it was back in high school.
That's where the love blossoms, yep.
Yes, our freshman year. That's when we met. My brother introduced her to me, and yeah, from there it was history, my man. It was all right.
Well, I tell you, you never know what life is going to deal with you. And how long were you folks? How long were you married before she got the diagnosis?
Well, let's see, we were married in '93, and she just got diagnosed back in 2011. So yeah, it's been years that we've known each other, and then suddenly we got diagnosed with the bad news, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because it is, you say we got diagnosed, because it affects everyone, all the friends and families. And Julie, every time I've seen her out there, she's got this big smile, as well as the rest of your team. And what were you saying? Do you think it's been about 10 years now that you've been doing this? Boy, it seems like it's been, I can't remember being out there and not seeing you.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what it's been. It's been pretty close to that. Yeah. So, But we've been rocking, and we're just overwhelmed with the love and support that we've been receiving from our, you know, our family and my friends and all my coworkers. They've been awesome.
Well, I think take people out there right now if you can. Just this is theater of the mind. This is radio. That's what I love about it. Give us a picture of what it's going to be like. It's tomorrow that you're going to be doing it. St. Joe's?
Yes, that's at University of St. Joseph's. Yeah, and the registration starts at 8:30 and 10 o'clock. The walk steps off, and there's just a lot of people there that just, you know, trying to support this cause and hopefully get, you know, some kind of cure, and you know, for this, you know, terrible disease, and hopefully you know, we can all, you know, walk together and get something going. I mean, since we've been doing this, they did find a medication that is slowing it down, so now all we need is just a cure, and hopefully we'll be able to you know, get it and get it soon.
Well, you know what it is too, Gino, and I've had friends, most of us probably have, that have been hit by been hit by MS, or someone in their family has, and there's so many different versions of it. I mean, there's some people that, you know, they just sail along, and there's other people that are just, you know, can hardly move at all, and some that are no longer with us. There's so many different levels of it. And when Julie first got hit back all those years ago, did you what were some of the signs, maybe before you said, boy, we got to dig a little bit deeper? How long did it take from when she was feeling some of the signs and then actually getting the diagnosis of MS?
Yeah, it was maybe about 3 to 4 years before we got diagnosed, and it was just little symptoms going on. You know, like she, the heat really got to her, and she couldn't move, you know, a lot. And then so, yeah, and she was going to the bathroom frequently. So there was just a lot of little signs that just got to us, and we're like, something's not right here. And they finally, and they did miss it a couple times during the MRIs and stuff. They did miss it. But then all of a sudden that dreadful 2011 September of, and boom, oh boy. So, yeah, it was terrible. So
now when you receive that diagnosis, I mean, it's just shattering. But where do you go as far as emotionally? I mean, you know, obviously you can't even move. But what's the first turn you take, is first area that you go to find out more or find more support? You know, for people out there, God forbid they get hit with something like this. What do you recommend? Is it to go online? Are you go for the local chapter? Or what do you take? You know, where do you find the most support if you get a diagnosis like that, or someone you know does?
Well, obviously you're going to get it from your doctor. You're going to get a lot of information from your doctor. Yes, the website is good, you know, or, you know, just going into the all kinds of different websites, you get all kind of different information that you receive. So you kind of put it all together. And, you know, there's support groups out there that there are a lot of people, like you said, are going through this, and they'll, you know, they're going to tell you what's going to happen next. But then again, every human body is different. So, you know, we just go on day by day, and unfortunately it's getting worse for everybody.
Now, Gino Giansani is on the line with us right now. And, the love of his life is Julie, and it's Julie's Gems. And it's amazing. She's been just a valiant warrior against MS all these years. How many people, Gino, how many people on the team this year? Is there going to be room for anybody else out at the field? What have you got for a team?
You know, Steve, I'm going to take everybody I can, my man, let me tell you. So I'm hoping a lot of other more people come in, because it's going to be a beautiful day. And you know what? Let's get a cure for this terrible disease, my man. That'll be awesome.
Well, I tell you, it is really, really something. I've always, like I said before, you know, always seen that look on Julie's face, and how much positive energy there is. And what about the atmosphere itself? I know when I've been there before, there's so many other things going on other than the walk. Mentally, if you look around the place, entertainment or what's going on the actual site tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be like a lot of, again, a lot of people just walking around. We're going to be tailgating like crazy. There's going to be t-shirts being handed out. Bandanas, I heard, is going to be the new thing. So, yeah, there's going to be a big band there, you know, playing, or a DJ. So, oh, yeah, it gets rocking and rolling. So it's fun.
Now, Gino, did they do different things throughout the year? Or how do you stay connected with that community throughout the year with the folks from MS?
Yes, there is a lot of things. There's bike MS, there's walk MS. Oh, yeah, there's just a lot. There's run MS, believe it or not. And, oh, yeah, so there's a whole bunch of, donations and everything else that they're receiving every single year. So, and
now, is Julie going to be going along with the walk this year? Or is she going to be in a wheelchair? Or is she on the sidelines? Or what's she going to be doing this year?
Yeah, she's going to be with me. She's probably going to be in her scooter, so she'll be kind of cruising around with me for that, like, mile walk. Maybe we might go 3 miles this year. Who knows? But, yeah, but she's going to be out there. And you know what? I'm always going to be right behind her.
Well, you know something, this is a situation where it's something to see as far as the teams that are out there, because so many times we had one guy, and I was there 1 year for this one guy that Angel, and I remember Angel had been stricken with MS, and he insisted upon walking it. And this is when we were going out of the UConn branch in West Hartford. And thing was all over. Everything was done. We broke everything down, and I was honored to be involved with doing some announcing that year. And pretty much everything was shut down. And I leave, and I'm out somewhere off of North Main Street. And there's a group of people that are still walking. And I'm like, what the heck? And I had to pull over because it was all, everyone was putting the signs away. Everything was like, you know, the only thing, the one thing that was kind of a clue, though, was that the balloon arch was still up and there were two or three people that were still sitting there. And I'm like, hmm. So I went back. I said, you know, there's still a guy out there somewhere. There's a guy out there and he's walking so many feet. And then they'd put a chair down for him and he'd sit for a few minutes. And then he'd walk a little bit more and he would sit for a few minutes. And they said, oh, yeah, that's Angel. We're waiting.
And, that is awesome. Determination.
Yeah, and that was it. You know,
God bless him.
He had a good team with him. But that's just a sample of the kind of love and support and really the tenacity and the stick-to-itiveness that you will see out there. And so just, you know, go on by if you can. If you can be part of it, make a donation, please, if you can. But just get the love, man. Go on out there to St. Joseph's College tomorrow. What time are they going to start gathering around there, do you think, Gino? What time are people starting to get their teams together?
Yeah, registration starts at 8:30 and the walk steps off at 10. So, yeah, hope to see everybody. That'll be great.
All right.
More
the
merrier, Steve, you know?
Well, I tell you, like I say, I've been involved with many, many years. Oh, gosh, back a long, long time. A dear friend of mine, I knew nothing about MS. And I think because of Jerry Lewis did such a great job with muscular dystrophy, I think when people see MS, there's still that confusion. That's multiple sclerosis. And I didn't know what the disease was when my friend was actually diagnosed. And because of that, I wanted to find out more, and I've been blessed to be involved with some different radio stations who got right on board with this kind of stuff. But don't confuse them. MS and muscular dystrophy are two different things, but it's really a great, great strength out there and great support. So go on out to go looking for Julie's Gems. They're not exactly a quiet team out there. So you will know when Julie's Gems are in the house. And our love to you and to Gino and to Julie, to the whole team. I just think it's awesome that you keep coming out there. And of course, you get the call from Jack. Oh my gosh. You know, Jack Morgan says, hey, talk to Gino. Yep.
So, all the time. He's great.
You don't want to say no to Jack. It's never good. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Thanks a lot. I love you guys, and best of luck tomorrow. And the lines are always open if we can help you with anything else, okay?
Awesome, Steve. Thank you very, very much for everything. We appreciate it.
We got it, man. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Gino Giansante. What up, Mal? You can't say no to that Italian. Gino Giansante and Julie's Gems. Going to be out there tomorrow. It's really something to see. Get out there and support MS if you can.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.